We are at the top of the Amud Beis. We are four lines down at the Tashma. So let us just recap where we're holding. So we had a discussion over here as to, we mentioned in the reason why they're mafresh him at Mibeisu. Why is it that they're mafresh the Kohen Gadol from his wife? Why is he not allowed to go to the Lishkas Parhedrin, or according to Tesis, be in some mechilais underneath the Beis HaMikdash, but remain with his wife? And that, we said, the reason is because lest he be with his wife will subsequently discover some dam. Possibly he will have been a Boel Nida, and in which case he will have to be tummy for 7 days. And that's the reason for being perish, being mafreshim on the 3rd of Tishrei. And we wanted to say that you see from here that he is able to go to the mikvah, even if he was Boel Nida, he's able to go to the mikvah during the day. So if he was with his wife on the 3rd of Tishrei, and then she wipes herself, and she discovers, she wiped herself immediately afterwards, what the Gemara calls achar, as in immediately afterwards, bashir osyim, then he's going to be telling on the 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, and the 9th before Shkia, he would go to the mikvah. And therefore you see that a boil nida is not kenida insofar as a nida requires tefillah belayla. And he does not require tefillah belayla. And the Gemara was bringing rayas back and forth as to whether or not he is or is not like a boil nida legabi all of the dinim. So the Gemara brings one more proof, Tashma and Bavam and Beis, and says like this, Tashma, the Tani Rav Chiya, Hazava, Vahamitzera, Vahamitzeras, Uboil Nida, Utmei Meis, Tvilasen Biyom, Nida Biyala, this Tvilasen Balayla, Tiyuvta, full stop. So quite clear from this Braisa, here it says, Lahedya, that Uboil Nida, his tefillah is belayla. His tefillah is biyom, and only a nida and a yeladis is the tefillah belayla. So we see that a bal nida is not kenida in that respect. Now asks the Gemara. So we're saying that the reason why we're mafreshim is from his bias is because of the tumas basic consideration. Right? The Gemara va'ad sha'ata mafrishoy mi tumas basay. But why are we not doing whatever we can to ensure that he doesn't come in contact with any type of tumas meis situation? If you look at Rashi across, directly across, meaning it's not that we disallow any human contact in the week before Yom Kippur, but rather, Shar Kol Adam Nechnas V'Yotzen Etzlei, Hefrishim Mitumas Meis, V'lo Yiyu Kol Adam Nechnas V'Yotzen Etzlei, we shouldn't allow other people to come in and out, Shemi Yamus Meis Olam, for fear that maybe a mace will chance upon him, and he'll become Tomei, and so on. Why are we not concerned about that? Amar Rav Tachlifa Avua, the Ravuna Mishmi, the Rava Zeisim Eris, Tumas ameis hutra hi bitzibor. Meaning, what are you concerned? What are you concerned about? That maybe he's going to become tamei meis? He is the Kohen Gadol. He is acting for the tzibor. He is involved in something which is kavua zman, which, as we will see in this upcoming sugya of tuma hutra / tchuya bitzibor, the whole discussion of whether or not it's hutra tchuya is only for a carbon which is kavua leizman, as opposed to something which can be brought in different times. So he's acting, A, on behalf of the tzibor, B, doing avodah, which must be done, it's kavua leizman. So it must be, we see from here, from the fact that we're not concerned, it must be, tumas ameis, hutra hi b'tzibor. Rashi says, hutra hi b'tzibor, k'tachsiv ish nitchavein tzibor, nitchin uviyam kipurim kulei karven tzibor. And the af carbon shalai deiches atuma shrei zmanu kavua v'karbane talibay. So from the fact that we're not concerned, it must be that we're saying that tumas hameis is hutra b'tzibur. We know from Maseches Pesachim, Rashi, and other Rishonim say that if you say hutra, even though we're going to see a little bit more about it in a minute. But if you say Dchuya, it means Bekoishi Yitiru, meaning they with great reluctance did they allow the carbon to be brought, and one needs to do whatever one can in order to prevent it being brought for Tumah. Rashi will say a similar thing in a minute. But here we're saying that the fact we're not concerned is because Tumah is Hutra B'tzibur. You can't necessarily conclude based on this that Tumah is Chutzah. Maybe I'll tell you Tumah is Dechuya B'tzibur, but I'll tell you that Tumah Sameis Loi Shchicha, Tumah is Beisai Shchicha. Tumah Sameis is an unlikely occurrence, whereas Tumah Beisai is Shchiach, meaning Shchiach, that a woman who might find dam, which is interesting because We were mimed the case to be speaking in a case where she wipes herself immediately after Tashmish, which you might have thought the whole thing that she's going to find dam on the day after Tashmish, and she'll find it when she wipes immediately afterwards, somewhat unlikely, but maybe it means in general the concept of Tumas Beisa, a woman seeing, that concept is Moshchiach, hence they were concerned for that. And therefore, that's the reason why we make the distinction. So now the Gemara gets into this discussion. Itmar Tumas Hameis, Rav Nachman Amar Hutra Hi B'tzibur, Rav Sheshes Amar Dechuya Hi B'tzibur. In Aga, we usually have a klal when we paskin like Rav Nachman in Din and like Rav Sheshes in Isser. And here we see we're paskin like Rav Sheshes that Tumah is Dechuya Hi B'tzibur. It's also quite fascinating that the Rambam in the Perek Beis of Hilchos Shabbos, paskins legabe chilul Shabbos for a chayla sheish b'sakana. The Rambam paskins that Tumah is dchuya, that Shabbos is dchuya eitzel pikuach nefesh. And the Kesef Mishnah says that as lashon is umashma dekiyechi de ifligu betumah, hachanami ifligu b'Shabbos. Somehow the two are related. You might have thought that, you know, what makesha, one is a shayla of if pikuach nefesh is hutra, eitzel chayla sheish v'sakana, and one is a shayla tumah hutra / tchuya b'tzibur. But the Kesef Mishnah says that the Rambam understood that the two are linked, the two are connected, and the Rambam paskins by both of them that they're tchuya eitzel tzibur. Not everyone does, not other rishonim disagree. And other Rishonim say that we paskin, even though we paskin like Rav Sheshes over here, the Tumah is Dchuya B'tzibur, but legabe pikuach nefesh, we paskin that it's Hutra B'tzibur, so the two are not necessarily linked. Al Chabanim, we say, according to Rav Nachman, it is Hutra, and according to Rav Sheshes, it is Dchuya. Let's just see the Lashon of Rashi over here. Dchuya hi B'tzibur, af api shehakarban tzibur decha oisa, b'koishi Hutra. This was done, so to speak, with reluctance. Beloi of alav heter gomer hu v'chol ma demotzino lahadure mahadrinen sheyase b'tahara. Whatever one is able to do it b'tahara, one is encouraged to do. So that is the machlekes. So the Gemara first qualifies the machlekes, and the Gemara is going to quote two lishenis. So Gemara says an issue like this. Bahu base av, Heicha de ikit tmein utahirin. Bahu base av, when you have both tmein and tahirin who are on duty by bayayim. We know that there were different mishmaris every week and every single day. Bobby, can I drop you for the screen? I'm sorry, I forgot to put up the screen. there was a different mishmar every single week. And every single day there was a different base av. So the Gemara is saying that if it is bahu base av dekuli amalei pligi detayrin avdi tzmein loy avdi, meaning to say, let's say you have, argument's sake, 50 kahanim in Tuesday's base av, and half a dozen of them are tzmein, and the rest of them are tahirim. Thank you so much. Thank you. So everyone agrees, meaning even Rav Sheshes, even Rav Nachman would say that tahirin avdi and tamein loy avdi, which is interesting. I mean, even though we're saying that according to Nachman, we're saying Tumah is Hutra B'tzibur, but if you have Tahirim who are available, it's best, you're better off using the Tahirim. The Gevurah Sari writes, says, according to Nachman, what is the Pshat? Why do we say that? To the extent that you say Tumah is Hutra B'tzibur, I mean, it's totally mutter. I mean, mutter means it's totally mutter. So, says the Gevurah Sari, that Enoch and Ab will have to say it's a din derabbanan. Taka de araisa, there is no such requirement. It's difficult to make a chiluk midyaraisa and say on the one hand tumah hutra b'tzibur and say nevertheless it's kedai to use anoshim tahirim. It's a din derabbanan. The Chazon Ish explains and says very interesting that the ikar reason why we say that you should. And when we say Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, and don't worry about getting other kahanim, is in order not to be mefer the sidrei bati avos. Imagine all of the kahanim from today's base av are tameim. So, says Rav Nachman, to go and get other kahanim from a different base av, you're going to end up messing and muddling up the base av. So to mess up the bati avos, that we don't want to do. But if you have kahanim from today's base av, you've got another 44 kahanim where it's a hirim, and you will not need to in any way compromise the seder of the base av, then we would say, everyone would say, that you should ask tahirim to do it, and not tameim. So again, eichadik tameim v'tahirim bahu base av t'kuli amalei pligi t'tahirim avdi tameim loyandi. Pligi la dura ula suye tahirin mi base av achrinam. The shaila is to go and get tomorrow's base av, yesterday's base av, and ask them to come instead. So Rav Nachman Amar heter hu b'tzibur. Valoi ma'adrinan, being that we say tumas hutra b'tzibur, we don't need to go and ask another base av to come. Rav Sheish is Amar dechuyehi b'tzibur. It is only dechuya b'tzibur, and to the extent that it is dechuya b'tzibur, u mahadrinan. Therefore we are mahadr to get a different base av. So let's just think about this for a second, meaning we're saying that the question over here is, if the whole base av is tameh, so Rav Nachman would say, don't bother to get a different base av, just use the base av which are on deck, which are there. And Rav Sheish would say, no, get a different base av. Let's say the whole mishmar are tameh. So all the kahanim who are samach v'nira in Yerushalayim, they're all tameim. So it's now a question not only of it's now a question of going to a different mishmaris, and so on. To what extent do we say that we require to go further? Meaning, in other words, is it meduyik from the Lashon HaGemara that the machlekes is only if it's from one base av to another base av? The Rambam in Dalet of Beis Mikdash says that even if the entire mishmar is tamei, the oifen that you would have to go to a different mishmar, still according to Rav Sheshis, you would have to do so. In other words, don't be medayik the fact that the Gemara presents it between one mishmar and the other mishmar. He says, according to Rav Sheshis, who says tumah is dechuya b'tzibur, even if the whole mishmar is tamei, you would have to go elsewhere to find another, to find a kohen who's tahor. Whereas other Rishonim disagree with that. The Mir disagrees with that, and possibly Rashi disagrees with that, and so on. Al-Koponim, that is the Lishna Kama. Ikadamri afilo heicha de ikad tohoirinu tumeyin bahu beisav. Polygraph Nachman, the Omar Abdinami tumeyin. The Chol Tumas Meis. Mitzibor Rachman Sharia. According to this, the Lishna Basra, we say an amazing thing. You've got in today's Beis Av, you have Kayanim Temeim and Kayanim Taharin. Still, Rav Nachman says the Kayan Tamei is able to do it. You don't bother going on to any other Kayan. Something should explain. This is Bitsiruf with the fact that the Kohen Tomei won in the pious. He won in the pious, as we're going to learn. There were different pieces which were done to see who was going to be Makrav and who was going to be Zerik and who was going to be Mala the Avarim and so on. So the Kohen won. Because he won, and because he was there in the pious, then we say that Tameim are able to be Makrav. Tameim are able to be Makrav. And there is, I believe, there's even a discussion as to could the Kohen Tomei also be Mishtatif Lechatchila in the pious, according to this Deya, which says that Tumahotra B'tzibur, even if you've got Tameim and Tohirin in the Beis Av, maybe the Kohen Tomei can be Mishtatif Lechatchila in the pious. So that is a discussion. Kopanim says the Lishna Basra, again, Ikadarmi Afilecha Deikat Tohirin Utmein, Mahu Beis Av, Polygraf Nachman of Amr Avdi Nami Tmein, the Chol, Tumas Meis Betzibur, Rahmana, Sharia. Any Tumas Meis Betzibur, and again, Befrat, that it's specifically because it's Kavur Lizman, the Torah matters. Rashi says again, the Chsiv Ish Kiyia, Tommy Lenevijan, Seb Pesach Sheni, Ish Nitchla Pesach Sheni, the Ein Tzibur Nitchin, and so on. Good. Fine, so that is, those are the two versions of the Machlekes between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. So Amr Rav Sheshes, Min Amin Allah, the Tuma is only Dechuyah B'tzibor. Titanya, Hay Oymed Umakriv Minchas Ha'Omer. It is the 16th of Nisan, and they need to be Makriv the Karban Ha'Omer. Karban Ha'Omer is a Karban Tzibor. The Kohen is Oymed, and he's Makriv the Minchas Ha'Omer. V'nitmeis B'yodei. And the Omer becomes Tamei in his hand. So what does he do? What does the Brisa say? Omer, he tells the other Kahanim, Umevin acheres tachteho. He says, Rabbi said the Omer became Tamei, please bring me something else. Bring me something else. V'in ein sham, Elohi, if there's nothing else available, and nothing else can be brought, and it's too late in the day, and so on, Imrim Loi, they say to him, Havi Pikeach Ushtoik. You know, better not to say anything, just do what you need to do, and be makrivit. Before we see the Raya, just to mention, Rashi says, Imrim Mevin Acheres Tachtea, Rashi says, Afilu Bimachuber, we would say to bring another one, the Kaitzrin, the Teichnin Isar Beyoim. So if it's possible to go and harvest another one, harvest it and grind it and so on, you do that. However, if nothing else is available, we say to the Kohen, be careful and keep quiet, says Rashi, Shelo yomru mutter lahakriv mincha tameya afilu deyochit. Don't make a big fuss and say, oh, but it's tamei, because then some Kohanim will perhaps unlearned, they'll say, oh, I see you're allowed to be makriv something we even betuma, and I'll make a mistake to say that you're able to do it even for a carbon yachid. So that is the din. Zaktiv Sheishes, what's my raya? My raya is Katani Mias. Omer, Umi Vinacheres, Tachteo. We see that we try and bring something else. We bring something else in its place. So why do we do that? It must be because we don't want to allow, even though it's a carbon seabor, even though it's kavur leizman, but nevertheless we don't want to. We only want to do it with great reluctance, and so on. That is the raya of Rosh Hashanah. I wanted to bring in a piece, so I didn't bring the sefer. I believe it's from this Gemara that the Shvus Yaakov is medayik the following. There's an interesting shaila machlekes Shvus Yaakov and Chacham Tzvi. What's the din in the following case? Imagine, if you will, a person is about to be mekayim a mitzvah, and he's about to do the mitzvah in a less mohuder way, and he's mechin. He does the hachanas. I think the example given is he is going to be madlik neiris Hanukkah with neiris of shaiva. So he takes wax candles, and he prepares them, he puts them in the menorah, and he lights the bottom of it, and it's ready to go, and he's about to go ahead and be madlik, and someone says, wait, I've got oil for you. You can do the mitzvah in a mohadidika way. So do we say that there's an element of bizui mitzvah insofar as you're kind of pushing aside a mitzvah which you already have been making to go ahead and do a mitzvah in a more mohadidika fashion? Are we concerned about it or not? I believe the Chacham the Shvus Yaakov says, I'm a Rav Meir, that we don't allow such a thing. We don't allow hiddur mitzvah to push aside bizoyim. We don't allow that. Because if we do, so maybe that's what's going on over here. Maybe it's just the union of hiddur mitzvah. You don't have a raya that, you know, Vaisley's tumah is tchuyi b'tzibur. Maybe tumah is hutru b'tzibur, but nevertheless, there's still an union of hiddur mitzvah. And if you have the choice of doing it in a more mahududika way, still more mahudur l'chayra, I think that's obviously his hanacha, it's still more mahudur to do it with tahara, gemura, than doing it with something which is tamei. In which case, what's the raya? Elamai, it must be that we would never allow you to do that, and therefore that can't be a possibility as to what would be going on over here. Elamai, it's a raya that we say tumah tchuyi b'tzibur. And the Chacham Tzvi disagrees and says, no, in a case where you have yet to begin the mitzvah, that's b'chlal not considered to be a bezoin for the mitzvah, and, you know, he's mechalpel in the raya. But I'll come on, an interesting shayla, if you have yet to actually begin the mitzvah, you've been making it, and, you know, it's clear from your hachana that this is what you're planning on doing, and then you say, actually, no, I'm not going to do that, I'm going to do something else. Is there a musig of bezoin? and how that works vis-a-vis hiddur mitzvah.
You have an esrog before you put it aside, and you find a nice one next week.
Yeah, the question is if you have. I'm sorry? Yeah, so two questions are being asked. Question number one is if you have an esrog which you designated, and then you get a better esrog right before Yom Tov, or the machlik is in Hillel and Shammai. It says that. So that Shammai would put this aside for Shabbos, and if he found something better, then he would eat it, and then and as opposed to Hillel. So yeah, I guess with these things, it's going to be maybe a bit difficult to be made, and I think that the Chacham Tzvi touches on this also, as to at what stage do we say, like, you know, the mitzvah has been, the hachanas ha-mitzvah is so clear that now it's actually considered to be a bizoyin. Like, you know, like you could hear that, you know, person grabbed an esrog, that's all they have. You know, at what stage would we say it could be once and he takes the arba and he opens up the siddur? You know, it could be, it would have to be kind of pretty late in the day, you know, for it. That's another interesting point. Another interesting point by esrog, the kol atzmei shel mitzvah is hiddur, maybe therefore it does lend itself. That would be a very interesting thing. Yeah, I like that. Okay, yeah. Question is it a bezoin to the chifetz, or is it a bezoin to the mitzvah itself? Nafkamin, if you would use the candle on a different night, and let's say you wouldn't, like if you wouldn't use it another night, I'm sorry? Right, it's a different mitzvah. It's a different mitzvah you're doing it for. Yeah. Al Koponim, you know, Ayin Shom in the Shvus Yaakov and the Chacham Tzvi. Good. So, Seder of Sheishis. By the way, I've had both vaccines, so and this is just a ticklish cough. So, okay. Al Koponim. So that was Rosh Sheishis's raya that you see that we try to do it, but tahara. So my story is that Tuma is Tchuya. Again, Tanimias, Abrami, Vienna Ches Tachtea. Rav Nachman would say, Medina Heicha de Ike Shirayim Lachila. That's a different story. Meaning you bring me a good raya, says Rashi. Medina Heicha de Ike Shirayim Lachila, the Avogav, the Carbon Seabor, Karev, Batuma, Ein Echo Batuma. Meaning the Hakrova we will allow to be done Batuma. But we will not allow an achila to be done with tumah. So whenever there is shirayim, like over here with the carbon harima where there's shirayim which is eaten, we know that the one exception to the rule is carbon pesach. Carbon pesach not only are you makriv it betumah, but it's mechal betumah like we saw in the Seches Pesachim, that the ikkar of the carbon pesach is the basar and the achila, unlike shar karbonis where the ikkar is the zrikas adam. But in general, we say that we will not allow a carbon which was hukra betuma to be eaten betuma, and so on. So says Rav, in that case is different. Meisvei, hayamakriv minchas parim the elim ukvasim. We don't know yet what we're talking about, but he's makriv the mincha of parim, the mincha of elim of kvasim, v'nitmeis biyadei. And the mincha became tamei in his hand. So Omer umivin acharis tachtea. Once again, he tells his other kahanim friends what's going on, and they try and replace it. Vim ein sham elohi, imrim loy avi pikech ushtek. We tell him, keep quiet. So my lav parim elim ukvasim v'chag. So it's referring to a carbon tzibur. Rashi says, Shehein carbon tzibur uzmani kavua. It is man kavua. And if it's a carbon tzibur, which zman is kavua, we should say the tumah is hutrim b'tzibur, according to Rav Nachman. And still we say that we try and do it b'tahara. So it's a kashan Rav Nachman once again. Amelach Rav Nachman, loy, you know what pshat and parim is? It's a par avodah zarah. It's a case where the tzibur were nechshol in avodah zarah, and there's no, it's not kavu esman. It's not kavu esman, and it's a one-off event which took place. Avor gav the tzibur hu, kaven de kviya leizman mahadrinun. You need to do it, try and be mahadah to do it betar, because the whole din of betzibur is betzibur, which has got a fixed time. What is the case of elim? The elay shal aron. The avogav the kviya leizman, kaven the yachid hu mahadrinan, being that it's not for the tzibur, it's for a yachid. Therefore, you also have to be mahada to do it b'tahara. And finally, what's the case of kvasim bekeves haba im ha'omer the ikishirayim lachila? Like we just said before, that whenever it is going to be shirayim lachila, then we're mahada to do it b'tahara, in order to allow it to be eaten. Good. Meisrei dam shenitma v'zarkai b'shegeg hortza b'meizid lehortza. If you have dam, which became tamei, and you reserve the dam, if it was done b'shegeg, then the tzitz is meratza. If it is done b'meizid, and the tzitz is not meratza. Says Rashi directly across, b'meizid lehortza v'afop pi shatzitz meratza. Kamsur Rabban and Shleye Basan Echol, Avobailamiun Iskaprut, or Nesuchun Lazara, and Omiraisa Chazi, or Mirshaminamine, the Lav Heteri, meaning the fact that we make this distinction, is clearly telling us that it's not Hutra, if it was Hutra, then sure you should be able to do it, even the Chatkhila do it, but amazing, what's the issue? So why do we say that it's Lehortza? No, Kitanya Hi Diyachid. The reason why we make a distinction is because it's referring to a yachid. It's not a carbon tzibur. If it's not a carbon tzibur, then in Hanami, obviously it's not shaykh to our machlekes. Toshma, alma hatzitz meratza, al hadam v'al abaser v'al achelev shenitma, bein b'shegeg, bein b'meizid, bein b'aynes, bein b'ratzen, bein b'yachid, bein b'tzibur. So the tzitz is meratza on all of these things. Mentions tzibur, but it's telling us that you need to come on to a ritzui of the tzitz. Now, if we say the tumah is hutra b'tzibur, who needs to come on to a ritzui of the tzitz? V'yisal kedai tach tumah heterhi b'tzibur lamali l'tzuye. Why the necessity? Why the necessity of a ritzui of the tzitz? Amar l'charev nachman ki ketanya tzitz meratze adi yachid ein achanami. The case where the tzitz is being meratza is not going on the case of tzibur. You don't need to come on to the reach of the tzitz. It's only on the case of yachid. The Hebrew say, "Mafilu teima." The tzibur, Or we will say that it's referring to a carbon tzibah, but there's no kfiras man, like we said before, like, you know, the power of avodah zarah by the tzibur, where it's a carbon tzibah, but it's not kavula isman. When it's not kavula isman, then it's not shayach to our machlekes or nachmo sheshes. It says when Aaron HaKohen, the Kohen Gadol, who is wearing the tzitz, so somehow he will bear the oven of Kodshim. The Chieza oven who Nesa. What is it referring to? The Chieza oven who Nesa im oven pigo hare kvarnam shala hat begiris rashi. Another Rishonim, but let's just go with the gears of the Faneno. Im, it's also a question when we say pickle over here, does it mean the regular pickle? Does it mean just tuma? But in the chieza avin uneisa im avin pickle harik vanamar leyiratze im avin neisa harik vanamar leyichashev. So, what exactly does it? I mean, that we know that tzitz is not maratze on these types of things on pickle and neisa. So, what does it mean that there is a musik of the ritzi of the tzitz? Meaning, when is and in what circumstances is the tzitz meratze? They must be referring to avein tuma. Why? Why do we say that the tzitz is meratze on tuma? Shahutra michlala b'tzibur. Because we found another kula. We found a different kula elsewhere. In that, the tuma is hutra b'tzibur. The kasha lo sheishes, very, very explicit lashna b'raisa, which says that the reason why we say that the tzitz is maratza on oven atuma is because anyway we find another kula in that tuma is hutra b'tzibur. If you look at the top Rashi just explains, ha'ena neisa ha lashna atahu, meaning we know it's not maratza on pigo, it's not maratza on neisar. So, if so, by process of elimination, ha'ena neisa, meaning ha'losh ma'atu, meaning ma'ata, i'ata moitzi, shi'yehe neisa, ella, avein karpen tuma. Now you'll ask, umay shnad shadin and leila kula, why is it that we're more makel, and there is a ritzi of the tzitz by tuma? Ha'yilum matzinu ba, kal acher, shohutra letzibur, michlal eser shvayachid. So we're allowing the tzitz to be meratza on the tumah of a yachid, because we anyway find the kula by tumah in that tumah is hutra b'tzibur. Very strong kasha on sheshes. Says the Gemara Tanoi, it's a machlokes Tanoi, the Tanya. Tzitz, bein sheyeshna al mitzchei, bein sheyin al mitzchei, meratz, the divur of Shimon. Shimon says, whether or not the Kohen Gadol is wearing the tzitz, it is able to achieve a ritzi. Very interesting Rashi over here. Rashi says, bein sheyeshna al tzitz al mitzchei, shel Kohen Gadol, kishe'ira tuma al hakarban. So Rashi says, and the Gevuras Ari, as well as, I believe, even Rishonim, I think it's the Yad Ramah and others who ask, and Rashi has this this shita in many places. We had this in Pesachim, we pointed this out. In fact, for those of you who have the Lakuti or the Moisef Rashi, the Rashi in Sanhedrin, Bein Shiesh Ha-Mitzchei Kohen Gadol Bishas Tuma, or Rashi in Pesachim who says, Bishah She'ira Tuma B'Korbonis, meaning Rashi tells us that the discussion of the tzitz being meratze, well, let's just speak it out. There's two options. Either we'll say the tzitz is being meratze when you actually are zerug the dam. One second, you reserve the dam on a carbon which is tamei. Don't worry, the tzitz will evoke a ritzui. But, you know, what is the make it or break it point, the shas, when you're trying to achieve a ritzui? The ritzui is achieved by the dam, as we know, and therefore one would have thought that when do we need the ritzi of the tzitz? The ritzi of the tzitz is b'shas, when you're trying to evoke the ritzi, which is b'shas zrik sadam, b'shas kapara, and so on. Yet Rashi, Keseder, in Psachim, in Yuma, in Sanhedrin, always mentions, like over here, kishi iratuma al hakarban, and as we mentioned, the Gemara Ari asks, L'chaira, that's Rashi's, that is not as leidak, it should always be when you're Zerg the Dam. The Briska Rav in Nazir says that Rashi understands that you need the Ritzu already when the Tumah was Chal. Somehow that kind of already, you know, makes it much more Chal, that already at the point of the actual Kabbalah's Tumah, there was already a Ritzu. In other words, it could be that Rashi perhaps needs both, but he's already coming to say that you need it already at the time of the Magah Tumah, and that's what Rashi is coming to stress. But just important to bear in mind that you find Kusedim Achlik, as we showed him when we speak about the Tzitz being Maratza, Rashi Kusedim speaks about at the time of the Kabbalah's Tumah.
It makes sense because if the Tumah is before, it's possible from that point, whatever you're doing in the Avodah. The fact you get a Kapala by the Hizah is done, but if there's a stage where anything came from before, you should be able to deal with it.
So Bob is asking that it makes sense what Rashi is saying because you need that it's already at the point of contact. But why? The point of contact, nothing has happened yet. It's all theoretical. It's only when you actually want to go ahead and take the dam and berserk the dam that we kind of assess, one second, but this dam is tummy. How can you possibly want and expect a venirtza loy lechapra alav, that there should be a ritzi, if you're doing a izrikas adam with dam which is tummy? That's really the only point which is relevant. Everything else is just theoretical. Rashi's already saying at that initial stage, and then you already need to have a ritzi. So again, tanayi, the tanya, tzitz, bein sheyeshna al mitzche, bein sheyna al mitzche, meratza divar revishim. Rabbi Yudaimer, he says no. He says, Oideo al mitzchei maratza. So long while it's on his forehead, then it achieves a ritzi. Ein ade al mitzchei, ein maratza. It is not maratza. Amar le Rav Shimon, one second. Kain gadol b'yemi kippur miyachiyach. She'ein ade al mitzchei, umaratza. We know there will be times when it's not on his metzach. We know that the tzitz is from the big days of, and we know that any Yom Kippur avoda one is not supposed to wear. Certain times, certainly when he goes lefnai lefnim, he can. But sometimes he wears the big day loven, and sometimes he wears the big days of. He's certainly not wearing the tzitz.
Yom Kippur is special.
I'm sorry?
Yom Kippur is special.
It is special.
You know, you can't bring your proof from Yom Kippur because Yom Kippur is a special day.
Well, the point we're saying is you cannot say that it's only achieving a ritzu if he's wearing it when we know that on Yom Kippur, on the 8-hour metzchay, and nevertheless, we still see that there's a ritzu. So, Amar le Rabbi Yehuda, nein, don't bring me a raya from Yom Kippur. Hanach lekein gadol b'yom kippurim shetuma hutra le betzibor. Yeah, it's a different story. You don't need to come on to the ritzu of the tzitz if there is an aspect, an element of tumah, because that is he's being poel for the tzibor. It's kavur leizman, and the tumah is hutra lei betzibor. Says Rabbi Yehuda, Michlal, Reb Shimon Savar, tumah tchuyehi betzibor. So the Gemara is saying that it comes out of the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Reb Shimon, and it's interesting because we know Rabbi Yehuda, Reb Shimon. Usually we say Allah Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda is the one who's saying that Tumah is Hutra B'tzibor, and nevertheless we're passing like Rav Sheshes, who says Tumah Tchuya B'tzibor, like Rav Shimon, which is interesting. Fine, so Kabbalah, we're seeing that it is a Machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Shimon, if Tumah is Hutra or Tchuya B'tzibor. So I'm Rabbiya, we say it like this, B'nishbar HaTzitz, D'kuli Amalei Plegi D'lei Meratza. If the tzitz is actually torn, it's broken, so then everyone agrees that there's no ritzi. And even Rabbi Yehuda, even Rabbi Shimon, who says it's always maratza, would agree there is no ritzi. Ki pligi tali b'sichsa. What is that machlekes? If it's hanging out on a peg. So Rabbi Yehuda over al metzach v'nasa, meaning so long as it's on his metzach, then there is then v'nasa aven hakadoshim. Then he's able to bear the oven of kadoshim. Rabbi Shimon Savar tamid shteitim pasuk tamid l'ratzin lifnei Hashem. Now, Talmud seems to imply that it's always going to evoke a ritzi. Talmud l'ratzin lifnei Hashem. So this is going on, my Talmud. So what does Talmud mean? I mean, he's speaking out the sheet of Rav Shimon. My Talmud, ilei matamid al mitzchit. Does it mean literally it's on his forehead 24/7? Is that what it means? Ilei matamid al mitzchit, mi mishkachasla, mi lei boi meol beisakise, mi lei boi meinam. We know that the tzitz has, it says, Kodesh Lashem on it. So, b'yud ki v'ofkei. You're not allowed to bring it into the Beis HaKisei. And obviously he needs to sleep also. And we know that he's not allowed to fall asleep wearing the tzitz. We're going to get in a minute to the discussion about tefillin, which is learned out from tzitz. And we know, because of the kedush of tefillin, you're not allowed to fall asleep in the tefillin. You can't fall asleep wearing the tzitz. So, milei boi meil la Beis HaKisei, milei boi meinam. El Tomid Miratzehu. The Tomid is not going on wearing it, but rather it's going on the Ritzi, which it's poil. Ula Rabbi Yehuda Nami Haksiv Tomid. So what is Rabbi Yehuda going to do with the word Tomid? Hu Tomid Shli Yasir Daiti Mimenu. The word Tomid is telling me that whilst he's wearing it, again, Rabbi Yehuda is the one who said Eide Al Mitzchid, then it's Miratzeh. While it's on his forehead, while he's wearing it, there is a din that he's not allowed to be mesir das from it. He always needs to be aware that it's on his forehead. Kedirabba baravuna damarabba baravuna chayiv adam lemashmish betfilav b'chol shav eshar kavachemer mitzitz. First, he needs to constantly be memashmish his tefillin, hold it, move it around, and so on. And this is a kavachemer from tzitz. Which means, so tefillin sheyesh behen askaris harbe alachas kama dechama. So tefillin which has got so many askaris alachas kama dechama that a person is not allowed to be misir das. You know, I mean, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tefillin that when a person puts on their tefillin, immediately they should be overwhelmed with a feeling of kedusha. They're wearing askaris Hashem, so many askaris. A person is always supposed to be memashmish and the tefillin, and so on. So Chovanim Reb Yudu says that the tzitz only evokes a ritzus so long as it's on the metzach. What does he do with the word tamid? That a person is not allowed to be mesich das from it. And we find a kavachemer when it comes to tefillin. I'm sorry? Yeah, he always has to be thinking about it. He can never be mesir das from it, constantly. Ulur Shimon de Amid Tamid Maratza, who says that the Tamid is not going on him wearing it, but rather it's going on the Ritzui. Amid Tamid Maratza v'haksiv al mitzchei v'nasa. But doesn't it say al metzach menasa, when it's on his metzach, then nos, implying only so long as it's on his head, it will be maratza. No, hahu ligboyoli mokum huda asa. That is coming to tell me where. I mean, he doesn't tie it around his arm, but rather it's on the metzach. Rav Yehuda ligboyoli mokum menale. How does he know the place of the tefillin? Ligboyoli mokum menale. Nafkalei mi al metzchei. He learns it out from the fact that it says al metzchei. I've Rav Shimon Nami typically mi al metzchei. Taka says al metzchei. So why do you need anything else to be kivei amokim? Taka says al metzchei. Says going to write enoch nami. Ela al metzchei v'nasa my ofidle. So what is he going to do with the words al metzchei v'nasa my ofidle? Which seems to imply only so long as it's al metzchei v'nasa, then it evokes a ritzui. Meaning, as long as it's roi to be worn, meaning it's not torn, it's not broken like the Gemara called it before, then it will be meratza. But once it's torn, then ein meratza lafuki nishbar hatzitz v'lei meratza. Where does he learn that if it's nishba? I mean, Rabbi Yehuda said, where does he know that if it's torn, It's not meratzah. Rabbi Yehuda Nishmat Sitz Menali Nafkalei Mimetzach Mitzchay. From the extra word, extra letter, excuse me, and that's where he learns it out from. That it, I mean, if it's on his head, but it's like, if it's torn, then it will not affect any type of ritzui. Reb Shimon Metzach Mitzchay Loy Mashmalei. I mean, Reb Shimon doesn't say that there's anything special or noteworthy to be learned from the extra letter. And Al Kaponin, that is that. So Bekitzema Olav Yadeno. We had over here this discussion as to whether or not we say Tuma is Hutra or Tchuyah B'tzibor, Machlekes Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. We had two Lashonis, and the first Lashon was, everyone agrees that if within today's base Av you've got Tahorim and Tmeim, even Rav Nachman would agree that the Tahorim do it, not the Tmeim, like we mentioned, because there's no Haforas base Av. You're not shepherding with the base Av, and therefore everyone agrees you do it with the Tahorim. And the Machlekes is if you don't have people from the base Av. And the second Lashon was, even if you have Tahorim and Tmeim within the base Av, there Rav Nachman would still say that it's Avdinami Vatuma, and so on. And we brought many rides back and forth. I think Gemara was masik that it is the Machlekes between Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon. And Rav Yehuda was the one who says that Tuma was Hutra B'tzibor, and Rav Shimon says Tuma is Tchuyah B'tzibor. And we just ended off with a ha'ara that it's interesting, even though Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, Allah Rav Yehuda, but here we're passing like of Sheshis, who says that Tuma is Tchuyah B'tzibor. Okay, we'll call it here. And Baz Hashem will pick it up tomorrow, 12:45.